it's been a busy year. I mean, the album came out in somewhere late, early summer.
Yeah, June.
In June.
Yeah.
And since then, it seems like you've been on the road more or less every weekend at the festivals, and then going on tour straight. Just come back from the UK with Art.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So looks like everything's working out very well for you this year.
So far, yeah, we've been doing this tour, and then we go home, and we go in March. We're going to coming back to Germany and doing Europe with Gravedigger.
The next tour.
Yeah. And then we have we're booked to a lot of festivals this summer, and it goes on. So it's gonna be a busy year.
Yeah, it seems like with now being on the road, Ronald, like you are constantly on the road, you're constantly busy.
Yeah.
Like it really did good for so the band to switch the label.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But we have to do it because Roadrunner has more power, bigger label. So yeah, it's very good for us.
And they do anything for the band.
Yeah, of course they do a lot more promotion than a smaller label. So yeah.
And I mean, it's also it's more easy to get on a bigger tour if you have a big label supporting you rather than coming with a small one.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, I mean, but today you are opening act, and you've been on with Arch Enemy, so I think there you were special guest, had some mid slot or something in the UK?
Yeah, we were the main support in the UK.
Okay,
yeah.
Main support, second band or third, depending on the...
Yeah, there were four bands.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I just know that three because I didn't swear.
Yeah. So we were the main support before Arch Enemy. Yeah. So
co-headliner.
Yeah.
Call it co-headliner. Sounds better.
Yeah. We were headliners.
So you had to cut down your set list, I guess, and also it's a little bit different audience. So how do you adjust to the audiences?
Yeah. Well, we have to do a lot of promote our new album. So you know, most of the songs are from Hammer of the North.
But on the other hand, you have fans who follow you for years.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, but
classics.
Yeah, but you know, we have to promote it anyway, so we're gonna play some stuff, all the stuff as well, so yeah.
And when you come back, sooner or later, you have more time to spend on stage.
We come back?
I don't know how it is at the time when you have on stage when you tour with Gravedigger, but the next step would be that you probably do a small
headliner. Yeah.
I mean, after the Gravedigger set.
Yeah. Yeah, after the festivals on the next fall, so we'll see. Nothing is.
Do you write songs while you're on tour or in between? Have you started?
Well, I suppose we have to do that now.
Because if you tell me about that, then it's like next 8-9 months we're really busy.
So yeah, we haven't started yet, but the album is still new.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but if you spend another 9 months more or less on the road.
But yeah, of course we have to do. Fox is in the bathroom doing and so. Yeah.
Because I mean, if you wait until you get off whatever tour in next fall.
We have to do a new album in the end of next year, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah,
something
like
that.
We should
do it. So yeah.
You did a new video now. Was it to promote mainly as you're going now on tour again, or what was the idea behind it? I mean, it was like the band, a room, and a lot of lights.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the way we wanted it. Yeah, we wanted it that way. So, and we had this great video director, Patrick Ulis. He's done a lot of bands. So that's what we wanted.
Focusing on the music and not
have
something distracting other people.
Yeah, we'll see how the next video is gonna be. That's the next time, so we'll see. Perhaps we'll do some acting as well. Yeah. You never know.
Otherwise it would probably get a little bit boring, always have the band in a room with lights.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I prefer that anyway.
Perhaps doing some live
shooting. Yeah, that would be.
On tour or something.
Sure.
To have a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, we never know what could happen or some possibilities.
Yeah.
So how's it for you to go on tour with Motorhead? I mean, they are living legends. I mean, Nemi is a living legend.
I know, well, it's very, very exciting. We feel like you're 16 again and looking all this
and
stuff.
Even if Doro is not that long in business like Nemi,
he's
around also
for more than
25 years.
Yeah, it's a big thing for us. Absolutely, yeah. So it's hard to understand what's going on right now. It's like,
I mean, at the end, this is something you all, if you start doing music and want to bring out an album, go on tour, you want to meet somehow your probably idols, or like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and
yeah.
who influenced you. So I think it's always special to go on
yeah.
to such a
well, it's strange
event.
When I was like 13, I bought my first Moderate album, and now I'm here. Like, I could never imagine that I would be touring with Moderate.
Dream come true.
Well, yeah, of course, it is, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of opened up for you, a lot of possibilities lately, so.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You said already there will be festivals. I think there's nothing, no details right now for next year's.
No,
we're working on that.
Yeah, so it's in progress, but I know we're booked into a lot of festivals, so. I don't know exactly which festivals, so
yeah.
I can dance about.
And also, I mean, you're first coming back to Germany, or mainly next year in March, but about touring other parts of the world, is
yeah,
anything on the way? I mean...
Yeah, well...
Also up in the air at the moment.
Yeah, concentrating on Europe most now, so perhaps we'll go to the States as well. Not next year, but the year after that. Maybe.
With the next album.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe next year already, I don't know.
It's a lot.
It goes so fast, you know, everything
yeah.
changes. And,
it seems like at the moment like you just go by the flow, whatever
yeah.
happens, I just walk along.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have to do, like, you, since we got our management and everything,
yeah.
so it's...
That
yeah.
must be like life changed completely, because I mean we had four albums out already, and I mean you played live, but right now...
Yeah, five albums.
I thought four albums before that. This is
yeah,
fifth,
yeah,
so
this
four
is the
albums
fifth. Yeah,
before.
Right, yeah.
So that's a big change before we begin, from the beginning, or
yeah,
the way it was... The
yeah, absolutely. Well, the band has been touring a lot anyway, before,
yeah.
on the previous albums also, so that, it's not a new thing, the touring part, but I can play the bigger venues now, like this.
Yeah.
It's like 5,000 people. And. That's good for a band because a lot of people don't know about us, they see us and they like it and they buy our albums, so it's a good thing.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah.
you should do this.
Yeah.
But something which I think is a totally different experience, you did the Sweden Rock cruise thing.
Yeah.
I think that is something special. I mean, it's not, you're not every day playing on a cruise.
On a boat.
On a boat.
No.
Somewhere on the sea.
Yeah, but yeah, well, it's a perfect thing to do. You get 2,000 heavy metal maniacs on a boat and just let them drink as much as they want and listen to a lot of bands. So yeah, it's a very popular thing.
Yeah, I mean,
in Sweden and elsewhere as well. Like.
Yeah, I think in January or something is a 70,000 tons metal tour
yeah.
from Florida to Mexico.
Yeah, that big, yeah.
That big one.
Yeah. Scary.
Well, I think that's a very special experience. Then.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
When the fans celebrate the metal, I think.
Yeah, yeah, the boat will tip.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have too much crossover bands with people bounce.
Yeah.
That's probably a problem then.
Yeah, ooh. Oh, yes.
Any other special experience you had on touring or special moments?
Well, special moments was when we played the last gig in London, the H, what's the forum, the last gig we did, yeah, H&B Forum in London, that was a special moment, yeah. So yeah, that's what I can remember right now, because it was...
So do you kind of record something on tour for a private camera, just probably use it as
yeah.
special for a YouTube channel or some...
Yeah, it's mostly pictures right now, I don't collect.
Extra,
what?
Some bonus stuff on whatever's coming in the future or something?
Oh, if you film stuff?
Yeah, some
yeah.
film stuff.
Well, we should do that more. We haven't... really thought about it right now. We should do it, yeah.
I'll probably give the fans some impressions on tour
yeah,
via
yeah.
YouTube, something.
Yeah. Not yet, but we will.
Future plans. A lot of future plans.
Yeah, but it's happening so fast. now, right now, so it's... We're not that kind of a band either, with all this technical equipment. We've never been. We should be more interested in that, I know, but we'll see. We get someone on the road along with us who can film everything. And
I think the digital camera is enough.
Yeah, I know. We should buy one.
Yeah, but you think it's interesting for the fans to see this, and you also can use it so
yeah,
many ways now.
Yeah, I know that. It's good that you tell us that, so do it.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I wish you a great time on tour with Motorhead.
Thank you.
And I think I'll see you there next year on tour again.
Yeah.
And probably have some more news to tell.
Yeah.
In
perhaps
March.
In March.
Yeah.